You're listening to SBS News.
At least 25 people were hit, some fatally, when a white rental van jumped the curb at a busy intersection in north central Toronto. The incident occurred just before 1:30 p.m. on Monday, as large crowds of workers were on their lunch break. Witnesses say the driver was moving quickly and appeared to target victims as he drove for about 2 kilometres. Ali Shaker was driving nearby and saw the incident unfold.
He just went on the sidewalk. He just started hitting everybody, man. He hit every single person on the sidewalk. Anybody in his way, he would hit. The bus stop, everything got shattered. There was a lady in there that I saw. I just stopped and I looked and I went after it again. All I see is just crumbling up one by one, one by one.
He describes the scene of the aftermath as a war zone.
Oh man, I feel sorry for those people. God bless whoever that got hurt, man. This is crazy. Because a lot of people got hurt. I've seen a scene I've never seen in my life. You see it in a war zone.
Victims were rushed to nearby Sunnybrook Hospital for treatment. Hospital staff say 5 people are in a critical condition, while others are being treated for serious injuries. Canada's Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale says authorities are still investigating the motive behind the tragedy.
Police are doing their very best as rapidly as possible to identify precisely what has taken place here and why. But it is obviously a very serious incident.
Deputy Police Chief Peter Ewan says the driver of the van is in police custody under investigation.
At this time, what is known to us is we have located that vehicle. The driver is in custody right now, and he's been investigated to the events that took place this afternoon.
He's calling on witnesses with information to contact Toronto Police via a dedicated witness hotline.
For witnesses to call in, because this is going to be a complex investigation. Toronto Police Service will be here for a number of days to shut down a busy stretch of Toronto, but this what is required, because this is going to be a long investigation.
Toronto Mayor John Tory is urging residents not to be divided by the tragedy, but to stand in solidarity with the victims.
I hope that we will, as a city, remind ourselves of the fact that we are admired around the world for being inclusive and for being accepting and understanding and considerate, and that we are united in standing in solidarity, especially with those who have fallen victim to this terrible tragedy today.
The incident occurred as cabinet ministers from major industrial countries were in Canada to discuss a range of international issues in the lead-up to the G7 meeting in June. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed concern for those affected shortly after hearing of the incident.
Obviously, we're just learning about the situation in Toronto. Our hearts go out to anyone affected. We're going to obviously have more to learn and more to say in the coming hours.
Police have shut down a large stretch of the intersection and subway services running through the area have been suspended. Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.